You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth. And Brenthurst Wealth is the multi-award winning South African boutique wealth manager. With me today from Brenthurst Wealth is Lloyd Uren. And we're going to be talking about the impact of AI on investing. Now, Lloyd, this is terribly interesting because there's two ways. When I saw the headline, I said, okay, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the fact that AI is going to make algorithms look silly and automate trading? Or is it because you want to talk about AI-linked companies that you could be investing in? What was your angle here?
Oh, thanks, Lindsay. It's always good to speak to you.
Thank you.
The angle here was definitely both angles. Like most sort of global trends, AI touches on any and every aspect of our lives. So I sort of wanted to get into the concepts of everyday use and then obviously the market and financial opportunities that it's providing as well.
Okay, your first paragraph says the following, and it sums it up quite nicely. You say, AI, artificial intelligence that is suddenly all around us, stirring up emotions ranging from amazement to outrage at the capabilities on display. It seems as if every aspect of society is being affected by this new technology, and the world of investing is no different. The question that you need to ask yourself is, you say, is it hype or is it truly helpful? Maybe it's a little bit too early to say that, as it's only, a year and a half in since ChatGPT or whatever it was first launched, Lloyd. But what's your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's still very much in its infancy, very new, a lot of unknowns. I think very similar to the sort of crypto and NFT boom of a couple of years ago. I think there's going to be a lot of projects that happen, a lot of things that fail, and eventually it'll sort of settle into the key components of what it's going to be. I think in the crypto NFT space, that's mainly cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. I think the NFT craze of pictures as a product for you or whatever they were meant to be has sort of fallen away a bit, but what the world wants to keep, it has kept. And I think AI will be very similar, just in terms of finding what its true purposes across the board will be, and from there we can make it a very functional item and part of our lives.
Again, I'm quoting from your excellent article. It says here, when it comes to investment planning, it's easy to believe that these sophisticated models can outperform mere humans. The speed at which information is processed by these AI models is mind-blowing, you say, with bespoke AI trading tools revolutionizing high-speed trading. I suppose, actually on that point, Lloyd, the sort of volatility that we saw in the markets last week may have been exacerbated and embellished by AI. I don't know, but maybe that will be the case more and more in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think essentially what AI is doing is being incredibly efficient. It's nothing that us as humans can't do. I just think it's once we've had done all the working out, done all the calculations, all the background work, the AI bot's probably done it in about 2 minutes where it's taken us 2 days. So I think the rate at which it can process sort of the changes in market trends can be very helpful. And I think that's sort of things like last week will happen frequently over the next few years. And I think the efficiency that AI will bring to that can actually be helpful in terms of people's investment strategies and moving money into and out of investments when they are not doing well or are doing well.
Okay. You say you're not convinced that going all in on AI investment tools and services is a sound move at this stage, because it's very much, it's like an adolescent. The adolescent is finding his or her feet and we don't know which direction it's going to go in. Your next heading is data accuracy and privacy concerns. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think just in terms of, I think we find new toys as much as the technology itself is new. When we find new things, we like to get involved with many of them and figure out what we enjoy. But I think with every AI product that's available, that comes with a website sign up or some sort of giving some sort of your personal information or data that you have to maybe an untrusted party or party you've not actually heard of or read the terms and conditions of, because who actually reads the terms and conditions? So yeah, it can be very worrying when to be able to access things, you have to sort of sell your soul a little bit and give away some of yourself just to see if you like something that turns text to speech in 2 minutes. So yeah, I think it's just about being wary of what you could be giving away when it comes to your personal data. And the sort of what value the products are actually offering you compared to what you're giving up to use them.
Yeah, so what you're doing is saying, it may take me 2 days in the past rather than 2 minutes now, but I prefer the 2 days because I can check everything that I've said. And it's me rather than artificial intelligence that's written this, and my personality is stamped on this. I would imagine that you, as a personal wealth advisor, would like Lloyd's stamp on your advice. That's my personal opinion.
Absolutely. I'm very much of the same opinion. I think when it comes to the human side of things, obviously we love efficiency, we love seeing amazing things, but at the end of the day, I think we trust humans more than we trust machines, as much as we've made the machines. So to be able to sit in front of someone and tell them your financial predicament or what your goals are, and for them to sort of listen to you and hear it and repeat it back and give you some direction that's sort of personal and shows understanding and captures the nuance of your situation, I think that is something that the machines and AI can't do right now. Maybe I'm wrong and they can or they will, but as of right now, I think the human element will always be a key one, especially in the financial planning and wealth management industry.
There we concur, Lloyd. Very good. Your next paragraph, robo-advisors. We've sort of touched upon this already. And you say, we might have heard of robo-advisors. These are AI-driven tools that claim to create customized financial plans based on your goals, income, and spending habits. Now, that can be useful, but again, the human element can combine with AI to make it both robotic and also bespoke when it comes to the human element.
Absolutely, and that's the side of AI that really excites me and I have quite enjoyed starting to use at work. I think especially every website and every bank has some sort of chatbot or something that will give you some information based on the data you've provided. Obviously, in this context, you'd assume it's safer because it's with your bank and they've given you all their protection policies, etc. So from that standpoint, it can give you very good outlines of plans, but then again, the human element of the nuance and understanding what is suitable to provide to you also comes to the fore.
There are benefits among the risks. And again, it's very much a case of how AI is regulated and how AI develops as an entity, but maybe sum up benefits against risks.
Absolutely. I think there's always going to be risk when you sort of take something on. I think especially in the market, that's how we sort of rank the grade of investment, how volatile is it and how much return can it give you, and those sort of go hand in hand. So I think from the AI perspective, AI is the market at the moment. If we look at sort of S&P 500 and the Magnificent Seven, everyone is just talking about NVIDIA and sort of other parties relate to that. So obviously there's a lot of volatility that's coming with that. But while the wave is going, you kind of have to let it go and sort of just adapt and be wary as it starts to either subside or get bigger.
Do you find your clients, because of the almost excessive AI offering that is thrust down our throats every day, do your clients say, look, I need to have some AI stocks or AI-linked stocks in my portfolio? Do you get those sort of calls?
You get a balance. I think there's some people who will look at that and think, I need to be on that, and they'll be others who look at it and say, I want nothing to do with it. I have no idea what it is. and that's sort of... that's quite typical, and that's okay. I think everyone is entitled to their risk tolerance and appetite and how they feel about things. So we do definitely get people who want to be in those AI-specific funds and stocks, and for them we try and do the best we can to get them in, but also finding the correct value and way to do it. I think NVIDIA, as well as it's doing, is a very expensive investment to get into right now, but there are sort of other areas such as your ASMLs and also just surrounding companies to the boom. I think it was Sean Pesh, he's one of my favorite fund managers. He says, when you're in a gold rush, it's good to be in the pick and shovels business. And so I think there's, as much as AI is the hot topic, the big thing, there are a lot of opportunities around it and things that provide into that idea that can get you a lot of value in your investments as well.
Okay, to sum it up, let's say that this would be my summary of what we've just said over the last 10 minutes. Embrace AI. It's here to stay. It will continue to develop and it will continue to benefit mankind, whether it be a personal wealth manager or a hospital. But proceed with caution.
Absolutely. I couldn't put it better myself. I think as much as we love shiny things and what the good things that AI is doing for us, at the end of the day, we are still human beings, and this was created by human beings. As much we should embrace AI, but we should embrace that we are still the people remaining, whether it's lost 1,000 years or two.
Lloyd, thank you very much for your insight. Lloyd Uren is a planner at Brenthurst Wealth Granger Bay in Cape Town, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.